Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. Dom Giordano's show, noon until 3, and one of our real go-to guys, and particularly when it demands both an active police department and thoughtful police department, is the chief of police over in Abington. That's Chief Pat Malloy, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Pat, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, I throw it to you because of the esteem we have for you just in general. What are a couple things that jump out of this situation to you?
We use this term when seconds count, cops are minutes away. And when we are talking about our school resource officers, two of whom are assigned to our Abington Senior High and our Abington Junior High, when seconds counts and there's somebody who is going to either cause harm or assault somebody, they are seconds away. They are on location and they have a radio, which is like a force multiplier, which other officers can come quickly and be alerted to any kind of a threat on the school property. I think in Abington, I think it's really important that we have a police presence in most of our schools. And we have that through our DARE program, through Adopt a Cop, High Five Fridays. There are other programs that are out there where you have highly trained officers who are not there in a threatening posture. They're there to provide resources, create relationships, and they're also in a position to receive information about any issues that might be on the horizon or troubled students or information that we may be proactive. For example, recently we had somebody post on social media that they were going to shoot up one of our schools. Our detectives went out, and not too intrusive. They did a knock and announce, and they talked to the family mm-hmm. members, and we discovered that he was in the process of attempting to purchase a gun.
Wow.
And these type of things where you're hyper vigilant, and you know, my school resource officers, for example, the one officer over there was a former nose guard for Temple when they beat Penn State. He's also a DARE officer, a SWAT officer, so he has the disposition and the training to be there to be helpful. But when we need to take care of business, he has the training. We train for single officer response to an active shooter, multiple officer response to an active shooter, but we know that the best way of preventing these is have officers present or be unpredictable when they are coming in and out of the school properties.
Now, I filled in, Pat, on a national show last night, and I felt as if I were talking to you and with a different accent and a different hat on. It's a retired Texas Ranger who's nationally known, and he coined the term, or he kept on using the term, we don't need a first responder. That's not good enough. We need what you have in Abington, an immediate responder. That's much better. That could be within seconds they're responding. So here's the thing, and we went through this publicly with one school board member. I'm not going to relitigate that. How is it that Abington, how long and how did they buy into that, having an armed resource officer in the school? Take the dynamic. How did you convince? What happened?
Yes. Well, this started, Dom, back in the 90s when community-oriented policing was being funded through grants, through the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. Mm-hmm. we as an organization took full advantage of that because we really believed in the tenets of community policing. And the school district would pay for one officer, and the police township budget would pay for the second officer. It required certification training. And our department believed that we can do more by being present in the schools, a resource with the students, and working hand-in-hand with counselors and teachers, because there are a number of things that aren't advertised, whether it's see something, say something, or safe to say, where this information comes to our police officers. We evaluate it. We're not going to be, you know, knocking down doors over. Sometimes you get misinformation or bad information, but you have to have that skill where you can cut through everything and get the help to some people who may be out there that are following. I think there are five behavioral pre-attack behaviors that we look for. And, you know, and if you remember that Penn State student who was carrying the rifle around our town years ago, that was a classic example. I happened to be down at the FBI NA at training, and they start talking about a small department in southeast Pennsylvania, and they started going through how we handled that. So, and I was in the class, and that was a case where this individual, out of nowhere, bought an AR-15. He had no history with weapons in the past. We were receiving messages from friends saying that he was suicidal. There were a number of things where that was a difficult case, because we know people have the right to carry weapons, and we're not going to make it about that. But we need to be responsible. We need to use common sense, and we're going to be proactive if we hear anything about anyone that's potentially threatening our children. And God, this is a terrible one with kindergarten through fourth grade. And my wife works with autistic support, out in Bucks County. And I just can't imagine the impact on the community. If it's predictable, it's preventable, and we can't keep talking about this stuff. We know that if we have security measures, whether your last guest talked about the technology and the building, hardening the targets, that's certainly important. But having somebody who has the right disposition that can work along with the staff and also be armed and trained prior military, I think is something that we ought to be thinking about. But in the meantime, I'm going to control what I can control. These students are our students. They're members of our community. So my officers are out, right, either doing crossings or just staying close to the school, because there's no more vulnerable population than our students.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the times, Pat, and it's meant to be entertaining in addition to true, my wife comes to a game. I was coaching my older son, and the school didn't actually have a league, so we're playing all over the place, which was a great experience. We're playing this one game, and it was a PAL officer, Police Athletic Association. Roe, yes, comes in. He's got a referee shirt on. He's refereeing, but he's got the sidearm on. She goes, "It's a pretty rough league." The cop is running up and down with a gun on his hip as a referee. And I felt
great
as if
guy.
I were.
I know him.
Yeah. I felt as if I were home in South Philly. You know, I mean, so. But here's the thing, is some of it is fiscal, but I think some of it is due to you and your predecessor being skilled and nuanced in this with the community to be convincing that this is a great benefit, not something, because it seems as if it's not money. Some of these school districts are pretty affluent, more affluent than Abington, I would say. And yet, yes, they don't do this. And the logic and every instinct points toward me, this is the number one thing that can be done versus all the grandiose hard things nationally to be looked at. This is the thing that works. So what is it about Abington? It speaks well that they made this decision.
Yes, and Tom, last night when this was happening, I received a text from the superintendent. He and I already spoke, just recently about our ongoing training and collaboration, mm-hmm, with Run, Hide, Fight. That's what we call it. You'll hear it: alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. That's Alice. But we have a Run, Hide, Fight training that we do with all the staff over there. I think that because of the quality of our officers, I say it's a steel fist and a velvet glove. When I spent 20 years on SWAT. I was a commander of our SWAT team. I also taught there for 10, 15 years. I was really involved in our police athletically. They're the type of officers that we recruit, emotionally intelligent, who can handle business, who are highly trained, and have a great relationship and connection, mm-hmm, with the school district. It's a lot of money to invest in the salary of a police officer to put an officer at each school. But on the other hand, if you have programs that are embedded where bad guys or people who want to do harm to our children see an officer out there at various times of the day, and sometimes for several hours a day, teaching programs. I think it's just communication and respect. And I know people have different views when it comes to gun, the Second Amendment, et cetera. I've been through all those things. But we really do need good, highly trained officers and or prior military or just security firms that can handle these schools.
Let me ask you, how many, say, in our five-county area here, how many school districts, just off the top of your head, ballpark, do have resource or police officers in the schools? Do you have a sense?
I'm going to say about one-third. And I think some of them, and I'm including some private companies that they had hired.
Right.
And they are civilian resource officers, you know, retired police officer who went into the business, and they hires people with backgrounds in. Abington Police has one retired lieutenant from our department who is also armed and a police officer that does make his rounds around the school district. So we have some layers of protection.
Well, it's a silver lining, and Pat, nothing is a panacea. We all know that, but every time I talk with you, I feel encouraged to say to the doomsayers, we know what works. It gives us the best shot, and I think also develops a great relationship with police. They see these kids differently, and certainly they see the cops differently. That's what DARE and POW and everything else are all about.
Absolutely, Dom. And when you know the George Floyd incident changed policing, and took a hard look at ourselves, we should look at this one, and we need to say this cannot happen again. I know it's rare, but it's preventable, and it's worth the investment.
It is. So, thank you, Pat. Catch up with you soon. Thanks,
Pat.
Okay,
take care, Dom. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. I feel better every time. What a resource to get him on. Not to say that we don't with our Philadelphia cops, you know, but they all know him. There's this whole club of these guys. I don't know, Dan. They all seem to be Irish. I don't know why. It's a whole group of these guys together. Yeah, it's so true.
McNesby, McGrew.
And the Secret Source. Yeah, that's right. 855-839-1210. All right, you heard. Here's the thing. He said one-third. I hope it's that many. Is it a fiscal matter? The schools are sitting on $100 billion in COVID relief funds. So let's drill down. If Joan Cohen's listening, Joan, I'd love to hear from you. I thought Penridge might do something like this. Is it a fiscal matter that you'd have to pay a cop? You heard what he said. One cop is paid for by the school budget, the other by the township budget. Abington doesn't strike me as that conservative of a district. I'm not saying it sounds, there's some element of progressive there. They're able to do it. Why is this so outlandish? They're doing it right here in front of it. Is there anything that's gone wrong there? Now, you may remember that one person on the school board went wild about this and said, if you have cops in here, they're going to shoot black kids. And Pat Malloy did a conference in front of a big crowd with her, and she seems to have come along with this. It's an obvious thing. Now, does that going to stop everything that happens? No. But you know what it does? Even though people are deranged, they want to kill people. They don't want to be killed initially. They're not going to go to places where there's a potential that they're going to be met with deadly force. Why are we not doing that? And I know we're not. It's not a fiscal matter. If it is, where are all these people like Joe Biden and others always wanting to spend? And Dan, did you notice that Danny Collison made, and I sometimes don't engage in this, but we have Rand Paul on tomorrow. I will in a cautious way. We just are sending $40 billion to Ukraine. I'm not on board with that. I know some people are. Rand Paul tomorrow at noon, right, has been leading against this. But you mean to say we're able to do that, and this is a matter of such tremendous importance, is it we're not willing to spend to have an armed, trained individual like Abington does in these schools? Is it that really? I don't think it's that. I think it's the bias again against this. In the mind of a progressive and some of these others, more guns to stop guns. We need less guns. Let's go to Steve in Lansdale. Steve, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good afternoon.
How are you, Dom?
Good.
So it's interesting you mentioned Joan Cohen. My children go to Penridge School District.
Okay.
And Penn Ridge several years ago had a school board meeting pertaining to having armed officers in the school. And it's interesting because one of the people that was against it said, what's going to be next? Giving teachers guns? And, the school superintendent said that's not currently legal, so no, that won't happen. But it's interesting to see the arguments. One of the things I mentioned was the school shield program. The school shield program is something that's done by the NRA, which allows a security professional to come into the school and make a safety assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And provide some level of training and also, instruction of how you can make the school safer. No one was aware of it, but it's a good program. In addition, the Stoneman Douglas shooting, if they had some rules and they had some training done there, the shooter went up to the second floor of the school and all the students were in the hallway. So basically it was a shooting gallery.
Yeah.
If they had implemented some training programs in the school and could have had the kids in the class instead of the hall, it might have changed things quite a bit.
Thank you, Steve, very much. I just noticed on Fox that they are verifying that all 21 shooting victims were in a single classroom. And again, to the point we had Danny Collison on, why was the classroom not better configured to help prevent this? As far as maybe they didn't have enough warning, I'm not sure. But when there are things that can be done. Is it money? I don't think so. I think it's psychological or it's ideological. You have people that do not want to have cops, armed individuals, let alone teachers and other staff armed. And they can't explain why, and they're going to continue to talk about grandiose things about Kevlar vest and deer and take away all guns and too many guns, etc. We can't even get to that. Dan?
A potential solution, we're talking fiscally, this is, asinine.
Yeah.
But is there potential for, how they have big steel doors, putting steel doors as a classroom door and have it on a system connected via Ethernet where a person can push a button and it automatically closes all the doors and gives a huge bar lock across the door?
It certainly could be done. In fact, there was a small device that they had. I remember this was which major shooting? It may have been after Sandy Hook, where it just fits. It's in the door, and when you shut the door, it can get into that where it's very difficult to get in from the outside.
Some kind of automatically locking device.
Yes, that the average person would move on from this. They wouldn't do it. Look, I've been in schools all my life. It's inertia. It's just letting things go. It is not high at top of the list of trying to say this is our mission. We're not going to let it happen. I don't think it's money, though. If it is, then stop telling us each child counts and money's not an object. And the guy we had on who said $40 billion for Ukraine, he's right. Should we spend more here? I think people would be on board. The only reason they're not sometimes, they realize how much waste is there. Would I give Philadelphia $10 million to do this? No, I would not. I'd come back in a week. They'd be sitting there, passed out in their chair. Where'd the $10 million go? We don't know. Bookkeeping error. Give us another $10 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I always feel good, though, talking to Pat Malloy. All right, we got the side question going on here. It's 855-839-1210. Who is that all-time lead singer, male or female? Okay. Rolling Stone says Aretha Franklin and Elvis are 1-2. They had some curious. Dan pulls out Ozzy Osbourne out of the blue.
Yeah.
That was interesting stuff. And we are looking to see what's going to happen here in this nominee for the Senate, all important, with John Fetterman. By the way, you missed Steve Bardos yesterday, Jeff Bardos, Dan. He was on fire talking about why it's time now to bring an end to these campaigns. And I think Dr. Oz has played this very, very right. As far as Georgia and what happened there, does it show that Trump is weakening in the Republican Party? I think that's an overread. But guess who's going to be on the show tomorrow? And I'm not sure of the time. You tell me to talk about all this. Kellyanne Conway. Her brand new book is out.
12:30.
Ugh, I'm taking to the mattresses to get ready because I want to be precise and not all over the place. And then she joins us on what, June 2nd?
I'll get the date for you here in a second, Dom.
My mind says June 3rd. I wrote down June 2nd, though.
Ba, ba, ba. one
for our speaker series.
June 2nd.
June 2nd at 7 p.m. Kellyanne Conway in the brand new book. And with that, we'll be able to take your questions. We'll have a lot more time. Amazing woman, and I think the key figure that put Trump over the top in 2016. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You heard Abington right here. If your school district is not doing that, here's the thing. Do they really want to say it's too much money? Is that the real reason? I don't think it is. I think that ideologically, they will not do it. What does that say about us? Hey, it says that every school in America can be a target because these things are random. And if you want to really protect, you ought to have someone there that can repel evil. 855-839-1210.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls. At the end of your call, hit us with your all-time favorite lead singer with the band. Probably one of the more regrettable moments yesterday to me. Steve Kerr, coach of the San Francisco Golden State Warriors. This will be cut 11. Here's Kerr again. First, it starts out, do something. Then it's Mitch McConnell won't let us do this golden law there. Now, you should know that Steve Kerr led the charge to take police out of the Oakland schools. He doesn't think police should be in there. And we've just been through proving with a guy like Pat Malloy why the police in the schools can do this without presenting a prison-like atmosphere. They're not a first responder. They're an immediate responder. If you notice, too, today, we've tried to stick away from the things that pop up with this. Oh, it's the country. Look, not everything's right in the country, but we're not going to look at our navel around a deranged maniac coming in to kill babies and blame the country. Where is that going to get us? Why is that productive? Why do we always do that? Or we're not going to start up with the violent video games. Yeah, we did talk about social media. But there, the remedy is not to shut down social media. It's to develop a system that is triggered by people that are engaging in this. And some of it is the dark web and all that kind of stuff that has to be dealt with. I agree with that. All right, here's Steve Kerr, though, telling us what the real problem is.
So tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
All right. So, look, I don't think Steve Kerr is a bad guy. But again, when celebrities, basketball coaches, and others get on this stuff, they're misinformed. He is a guy, though, that led the charge to take police officers out of the Oakland schools. You know that San Francisco abuts contiguous with Oakland. Why is that? He could be asked. He won't by the sports media, though. Do something. And it's always Republicans. The background check would not have helped. Now, that's certainly the specifics of that are up for debate. But in this case, the background check wouldn't have brought anything up with this. It's more complicated. You have mental health issues. You have privacy laws. You have all the kinds of things that conflict. Up until recently, he was a minor. Now, if there were other incidents where he acted out, was moving toward this, we've seen that before. When it's a minor, you often can't get at them, and the background check can't do that. So what would he tell us to do to background check on this? I guess he would say, well, then you can't have a weapon until you're 21. I'm open to debating that. That's fine. But the Steve Kerrs of the world don't want police in schools. I do. And you just heard in Abington, suburban school district, how they do it, how it works, the effectiveness of it. It can be done properly, legally. It just maintains, is your district wanting to do that? And if not, why not? Do they want to say it's financial? Why would Steve Kerr try to keep the cops out of the Oakland schools? Why? Well, that's an inconvenient fact. It's easier to scream stuff about do something. That's something I would do. Let's go to Chris in Malvern. Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chris.
Hey, I'm a veteran, and I can tell you for sure that there's a big difference between 18 and 21. And I saw Geraldo on Hannity, and the Republicans are definitely going to have to come up with something, especially in this next cycle on gun control. And I agree that they've got to ban gun sales until 21.
Why? Why that then? How do we square that up with military service at 18, being able to vote at 18, and the ability to drink at 18?
I'll tell you why. Because both of these last two shooters were 18, right? And I'll never forget the guys who are 18, 19, coming from usually from down south, save up their first couple paychecks, and the first thing they buy is a handgun, usually a Glock or something. When they're in an infantry battalion, you know, what do they need a personal weapon for? They're going to have thousands of hours of utilization towards weapons training. But it's just this thing, this when they're too young, they're loony.
And 21 is the mess. So they shouldn't be able to vote then either, I would assume, right?
Well, by 21, at least from my experience in military, that's when suddenly they're married and they've got kids. And I don't know. All I can say is that the Republicans aren't going to escape this shooting. It's going to be a big issue.
Why is it on the Republicans? What are you talking about here that it's on the Republicans? You have Democrats, Chris, that won't allow police in school. They hate the police, by and large.
I know, but the Republicans always get hammered on it. And we're already dealing with abortion. So what are you going to do, Dom? You got to come up with something.
I just gave you what should be done. And here's the question. Are you against having someone to repel evil in the school because you don't want to spend the money, Chris? Or are you against it because of your ideology?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just taking one issue on this whole catastrophe. And I can't help but notice that both the last two shooters were 18 years old.
Yeah. Okay. I got that. So we already talked about what the dilemma is then. So I'm just trying to button it up. You would be in favor then, though, of squaring all these up with being able to drink, vote, et cetera, with the weapon, or is it just the weapon you can't do?
It's the problem of putting weapons, especially assault rifles, in the hands of young men, usually, who are are prone to mental problems. And I saw this when I was in the Army. They were just... it's hard to deal with because I'm pro Second Amendment.
All right, I hear you, Chris. Chris, who is your lead singer that you say is the all-time?
He was just in the news. He's coming out of retirement with the E Street Band, the Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you. All right, I was going to bring that up later today to Dan. That's true, and the Inquirer's all over it, Dan, saying not only will we have a show at Wells Fargo. But, oh, my God, in the summer of 2023, he might deign to be at the Citizens Bank Park or something.
Oh, great. We can go hear the same music
man.
For 4 hours,
yeah,
the same
exactly.
grovelly tone.
Well, and then they said, and, you know, he's the guy that once did a concert for 3 hours and 27 minutes. I'm not making it up. They say that.
Great. Yeah, that's real appealing.
All right, Dan, just remember, if that's the separate sound you hear and you think you're dead, you are in hell. Just remember, there you go. That's what would hell be? Oh, my God. I have so many that I would put. That might be a good side question someday. We could have a lot of fun with that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Chad Ayers. Saw him yesterday with Jesse Waters on Fox News Channel, VP and founder of Proactive Response Group on the school shooting. I just think Malloy, because he's here locally and we have history with him, just made a great point. They're already doing it in Abington. Why would only one-third of school districts do it? You know it's not just money. They have money they could spend on this. Or I think people in the district would raise it, right? They don't want to do it. They don't want there, and Steve Kerr doesn't want that either. So, you know, we just can't have these guys in positions of platforms like the coach of a good team screaming about do something and throwing it back on Republicans all the time. All it gets is resentment. Blood on our hands? No, I don't think so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. Love to get you on board. Don't forget the side question day, too. Got a couple of other things in the news, too, that I'll get to, including this Senate race here. The way I would put it, Steve Kerr reacting to thoughts and prayers. Well, thoughts, prayers, and armed security in schools. Chad Ayers, I happened to see with Jesse Waters yesterday. He's the VP and founder of the Proactive Response Group. He joins us here on the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chad, welcome in. Great seeing you with Jesse yesterday.
Dom, thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
Your group, what exactly is the Proactive Response Group?
Yeah, so we were assistant team leaders on a full-time SWAT team here in Greenville, South Carolina. And back in 2009, we were tasked with creating the active shooter curriculum for deputies here and rolled that out. Saw great results. I'll be honest, there's no doubt in my mind that the majority of law enforcement agencies across this country are ready to respond to these types of events. But, through that, my business partner Andy and I realized it's great that first responders are coming. The problem is this: we are not the first line of defense. And we're coming. Law enforcement's coming. EMS is coming. Fire's coming. But the civilians, the students, the faculty, the teachers, they're there when it's actually happening. They're the first ones. And my business partner's wife was an assistant principal, and she came home and she says, all we do is watch a 6-minute video at the beginning of the year. It shows a guy walking through a school shooting people with a shotgun. My teachers sit there, sob and cry. And I said, we've got to do something different. We've got to provide valuable, effective training, to these school districts, and not just this check a box training that the majority of them are doing.
Yeah, it's hard to believe after all this. And look, they're tasked with an awful lot of things. But the people that I respect, like you yesterday with Jesse, are making the point that if focus, mindfulness is put on this, it shouldn't overwhelm you. Various things can be done. So let me take you through and see what Chad Ayers says. Chad, first of all, what do you say about hardening the school building? How difficult is that? How much of a cost? Just give us the principal thing you have to do to make it more difficult.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent in having layers of protection. Having a single entrance point where there's a catch breezeway where they're having to buzz their way in to get in there, having some type of hard room with a camera system where they're able to see live where this, potential intruder is. But, Don, we have to keep in mind all they are is layers of protection. The most secured home in America, someone still jumps the fence there. I mean, it doesn't end up well for them, but layers of protection is great, but if someone wants to commit a mass act of violence, they're going to do it. And we've got to keep in mind a majority of school shooters, they already have access to the building. They're current students. Now, we didn't see that yesterday. I understand that. But it starts with training. If we are not providing training on recognition of early warning signs that we teach in our training, looking at the early warning signs, the concerning social media post, inappropriate interest in weapons.
Let me interrupt, Chad, and say I'm a former teacher and all. We see that. People see it. And maybe you come across this. The objection is they're afraid because people have rights. The Obama administration put in what you can do discipline-wise, the school, the prison pipeline and all that. They're afraid of being sued. I remember as a teacher, we had some difficult kids. We had this one kid that told the teacher he's going to bite his nose off after a fight at the end. We had a hog tie him and take him down to the principal. Now, that's back in the day. What I'm saying is I agree with you, but they're not acting, even though the warning signs are in front of them. What do you tell them to do?
Yeah, I had a call a few weeks ago with a political figure here in South Carolina, and I said, we had just had an active shooter event at a middle school here in South Carolina, and basically I said, it's time that you guys step up to the plate and realize that these events are happening at alarming rates. I mentioned it yesterday. Active shooter events are up 53%. in 2021, and it's going to be more than that this year. So I wholeheartedly agree. We have to reevaluate these reporting measures and having a justice system that it with and then the mental evaluations. Mental evaluations this day and age seem to be a joke. You know, they go and see a doctor and then they're back in school the
next
day.
Exactly right. And, you know, so, I could tell you from the perspective of the teacher, they're worried. Do you remember the Fort Hood shooter? Military people knew that this guy was an Islamic sympathizer and maybe terrorist, and yet they were afraid inside the military to do anything till we killed all those people at Fort Hood. You're exactly right. There has to be a little bit more leeway here to do something while respecting the rights of the student.
I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, what's disheartening for us is most schools, most companies, most churches take a reactive approach to these types of events. As you can imagine, starting yesterday at about lunchtime, our emails and phones blew up with people saying, hey, we need training. When can you get us in? And the problem is we don't want to take a reactive approach. That's why we are a proactive response group. We want to – it's like wearing your seatbelt, Dom. You don't put your seatbelt on saying, hey, I'm going to wrap this thing around a telephone pole here in a few minutes. You do it to be prepared in case.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't take a reactive approach to this. We have to take a proactive approach and invest into the lives of these faculty, staff, and students and say, look, enough's enough. And I know that word keeps floating around, but we have to start doing a better job on training these people.
Well, without a doubt. Now, do you support having an armed individual in the school, either a cop, resource, or these volunteer programs, Chad? I spoke with the Texas Ranger last night, and even in Texas, there's been some progress with volunteers, vice principal, staff, et cetera, but only 32 to 35 school districts have that. In a state that is pro-Second Amendment, are you seeing more schools adapt that?
Yeah, you know, we even have charter schools here in South Carolina that are reaching out to armed security guards. Now, I will say this, coming from a law enforcement background and having been involved in, you know, numerous shootings in my career, I'm not a proponent of arming teachers. And the reason being is their job is to teach. And I know how much time goes into being proficient with a firearm and the stress that's involved during mm-hmm. the shooting. And so their job was to teach. 100%, I'm all about developing a program where, you know, former law enforcement or military, where in these districts where they can't for some reason afford, you know, a school resource officer, having someone there. It's a layer of protection mm-hmm. to these students.
Absolutely. What is the website for the Proactive Response Group?
Yep. So it's Proactive Response Group and it's proactiverg.com. So proactiverg.com. And you can give us a call at 888-312-3530.
Chad, thank you very much. Thanks for the work that you do, and thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Chad Ayers here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, Dan, you just told me, and we had him on before. He was good enough to come on before. One of the commissioners that runs the voting system in Philadelphia, right? This is Omar Sabir. Is going to be with us at 2. He put out this missive today about school shootings, and shall we say, I think we differ on the solution to this. I'm going to ask him some of the things that we're talking about here, like, is it a fiscal matter or it is an ideological matter to have a school resource officer /cop/trained, however they want, to meet with deadly force? Now, I have to say, in my sense, just off the top of my head, a lot of these are not in urban environments. So you have other kinds of things going on there as far as shootings that are more related to individual, shall we say, gang related or something like that. You don't see the mass shooting classic pattern. A lot of these are suburban, which tells us there's a different mindset with them. All right. Coming to you, too. We want to get started with the side question today. Hit us with that all-time lead singer. Put you in the running for Captain Chuckie's. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan usually takes over the Dom Giordano program. But Dom, I got a lot to tell you about the bachelor party, but there are more important things in the world, especially what happened down there in Texas. And we got a full board of calls. I'm going to send it right back to you, Dom. Take it away.
Well, thank you. Tomorrow, all those hijinks on the bachelor party. Rose said she'll be tuning in. She wants to take notes on this so that when she sees Dan down the shore, she'll have something to talk about. By the way, she might be gaining as far as the most insufferable. Just that one time I had her on, I thought we were here to talk about potholes. Now you're insufferable. The dean of decency.
Yes.
Here's what she tweeted out. She went wild tweeting on this whole thing. Madeline
decency.
Dean, the dean of decency, tweets out. Here you go. You really want to be pro-life? Catholic Madeline Dean, by the way. Mark that. Pass gun safety laws to protect children and families. I'm ready. Where are the rest of our lawmakers? Well, guess what? They weren't in Davos.
Decency.
Yeah, they weren't in Davos, Switzerland. I wonder how much that costs with the dean of decency. By the way, speaking of pro-life, Nancy Pelosi gone after the archbishop. She's coming for him, saying that he is just regressive, wants to take us back to the dark ages, and saying, well, why doesn't he say you can't get communion if you are pro-capital punishment? Nitwits. You know why they don't say it? Because one is innocent life, the other is not innocent life. Look it up.
This is not the truth.
Can you imagine? She's not backing down at all. And I don't know if this archbishop has the you-know-what to stand up to this. Because what he has to do next now is say, if this doesn't end with this scandal that she's creating, say it in Latin, Archbishop, excommunicado. I always like saying excommunicado. Might do foreign words tomorrow, Dan, based on it. You didn't think that would go that time, foreign phrases.
I didn't
phrases.
Think it was going to go anywhere. It went fantastic.
You know what? Maybe just as a guilty pleasure. Might want to do it tomorrow just because I stumbled on saying excommunicado.
Yeah.
I'd love to be the one. You know how they bring a subpoena to you? Bring a big subpoena on a big poster board. Sign it, Nancy. Excommunicado.
What one last time?
Excommunicado.
Menage a trois.
We have to throw menage a trois out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's too unobvious of an answer. But there are real, I think that's in the running for tomorrow.
That's a great one.
Today, it's hit us with that all-time front man. Let me go to Mary Ellen in Collegeville. All right, Mary Ellen, who do you have?
I have Freddie Mercury.
Why is that? What's the qualification there?
His voice was wonderful. No one could sing like him. He could command a stage, and what he did at Live Aid was unbelievable.
Apparently, his voice was unique. Yeah, you're right about that. But I don't think he's a Bruce Springsteen, Mary Ellen. What do you say?
Get out of here.
I think he is miles ahead of Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, when he sings, sounds like he's constipated.
I love you, Mary Ellen.
All right, Mary Ellen. Influencing the judges. That's like going to Dan's house and banging on the door. Freddie Mercury.
And okay. To tie it all together, we listen to a Madeline Dean's favorite Freddie Mercury song.
Decency.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. Imagine this. She's lucky she's in this diocese. She and Mary Gay Scanlon, I think, are both Catholics. Mary Gay Scanlon tagged in and says she's ready, too, to pass common sense gun laws. Again, how... We offer you here that nobody else, drilling down with that Pat Malloy, how does Abington have this program going with these cops and they engage with the kids, etc.? That it works there. That's not that conservative of a school district. When I think of Abington, I think a little bit more on the liberal side, and they get the efficacy of it. I don't think it's money. It's just that people don't want cops in school or resource officers or teachers, administrators to be armed. That is the thing that should be done today that would make a difference. Can debate all these other things, and we should be doing that more. I'm not saying I'm not open to some of them. I'm looking at the area congresspeople, including Brian Fitzpatrick and some of the others, and they're saying more gun laws. Madeline Dean attacking pro-lifers.
Decency.
There you go. Let's go to Dave in Gloucester Township. Hey, Dave, how have you been?
I've been well, Dom. It's been a while. I'm retired down here in Northport, Florida.
Wait a minute. We're crying for you. You're retired in Florida with 80-degree temperatures, you rat. Come on.
closer to 90. The water temperature is 84.
Oh, well, you know what? Water temperature could be 90, and it would – oh. You know what the water temperature is? You know how they give it on TV, the dew point or something? If Roe will go into the water fully, get in there then. It's not going to be any warmer. That's it.
Yeah, Michael Flynn doesn't live too far. Tucker Carlson doesn't live too far. I'm in good company down here.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm listening to all these nutbags and weighing in on it. And the only one that I think that was honest enough was the whack job of Rob Reiner. He's the only one that really says where they're going with this. We need to repeal the Second Amendment and get all the guns, which, of course, would send our country into a civil war and unrest like we've never seen. So, but they go after these this gun law, that gun law. What gun law are they going to pass that's going to stop the next killer who already has access to his gun? There's 300 million guns out
right,
there.
That's it. And Dave, here's the other thing. Even I would concede, when they make the point, they stop at calling it assault weapons and said, you can fire more bullets and all this stuff. Okay. That doesn't mean, though, that you're preventing massive damage from being done. It's around the edges. You're curtailing how many might be killed. The issue still is meeting that person. So they're fearing for their life. They're having to at least fire back at someone, not at babies. That's the issue.
Exactly. Right. Meanwhile, the people on the right, the Republicans, you guys are coming up with 20 or 30 different scenarios or solutions to it that we could implement right now that would protect children. And, you know, all they're doing is trying to prevent me and you from protecting ourselves from armed mobs and intruders and going out hunting. You know, the ratio between the law-abiding people that buy a weapon and the people that are mass shooters or criminals is probably 1,000,000 to 1. We outnumber them.
Exactly right. Hey, Dave, I have to run, but give me your lead singer. Who would that be?
I'm not a big fan of Pearl Jam's music, but Eddie Vedder
has
probably the best voice in rock and roll.
Hey, Dave, don't be a stranger. Now that you're retired and you're sunning yourself, you can give your buddies here a call again, particularly when you think I'm wrong.
I've tried to call numerous times. They don't let me through.
Oh, well, we'll put a memo out on that. Thank you, Dave. Thanks very much for checking in. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Commissioner Omar Sabir, his statement on the Texas mass shooting. I think it's safe to say we differ. And, Dan, you don't fully know about this, but you do. You're trying to get him on Friday. The Reading police posted a video on Facebook showing an excavator crushing dirt bikes from a dumpster. The city says it ensures the bikes don't end up being back on city streets illegally. We got to get them on. We got to do that here.
Bravo,
can you imagine in Philadelphia?
Bravo.
How would you like to be on top of the excavator? Scratch these things right in the middle of Broad Street. All right. We can only dream. Wow. Reading, we got to come there and see that.
Dream world, I guess.
That's Dom Giordano Day, taking dirt bikes and crushing them as Neil Diamond cover band
right
sings.
Right on Market, right in front of City Hall.
Right in front of City Hall. That's it. All right. Coming up, big 2 o'clock hour in Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.